Let's turn now to local sports. Here on KNKX, the Mariners play their final series of the season this weekend against the Angels in California. The M's have now gone 16 consecutive years without a playoff appearance. That's the longest drought in Major League Baseball history. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel tells 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick what went wrong this season and what might go right for the team next year.
The Mariners were in the playoff hunt until the final week, and there were some bright spots this season, but they also had so many injuries. Art, that was not their only problem, though.
Right. There were a lot of injuries to the Mariners, both in the pitching staff as well as the position players, and it was a big deal, but it wasn't the only deal. And I think the final twist in this sad saga of 2017 happened when the Minnesota Twins got the fifth and final playoff spot, the second wild card berth. The Twins last year lost 103 games, and they went into the same talent pool that Mariners general manager Jerry DePoto did, and they came away with enough players to turn the season around and make the playoffs in 1 year. It's the first time in Major League history that a team that had lost 100 or more games the previous year made the playoffs. And the problem that the Mariners have had this year was they didn't have enough farm system prospects to trade for veteran quality players. To have another team like the Twins leap over the Mariners as the Houston Astros have done, I think that's what aggravates fans the most. But certainly the injuries were a reason and not just an excuse.
Was this amount of injuries unprecedented for the team?
40 pitchers ties the major league record. And the 17 starters were used as well. It was definitely tough, and I think that losing Felix Hernandez, James Paxton, and Hisashi Iwakuma to injuries was foreseeable because they had a bad health history coming in, and then they had the bad luck of losing free agent pitcher Drew Smyly in March to elbow surgery because he injured himself in the World Baseball Classic.
Well, it seems like the pitching injuries were exacerbated by the trading of Taijuan Walker.
That was a real problem. I mean, I realize that the Mariners did get a shortstop, Gene Segura, who was very good. They also got Mitch Haniger, the outfielder. But they made a weakness weaker, and that really hurt the team.
They did have some bright spots, particularly on the offense, despite all of the injuries and problems. What can fans look forward to next season?
Well, they came up with three good rookie outfielders who were very good on defense, and they also were decent at the plate. Mitch Haniger, Ben Gamel, and Guillermo Heredia, all three of them were very credible outfielders. And they also revived Mike Zunino as a major league average hitter. And he's a very good catcher, so they finally nailed that spot. So I'm thinking they have reason for optimism there. And I also think they found a couple of pitchers that are going to help them next year in Mike Leake and Erasmo Ramirez, both of whom had credible Septembers.
Well, what about the veteran guys coming back?
Well, they're paying big money to three guys who are on the downside of their careers. Now, Nelson Cruz had a great season. He was the most consistently productive offensive player. But he's a year older, as is Robinson Cano, who now appears to be a more limited fielder. And then, of course, Felix Hernandez, who's the highest paid player, and he just doesn't have it anymore, but they can't trade him, and they can't expect really any improvement. And the other problem has nothing to do with injuries. It has everything to do with lousy fundamental baseball. The Mariners had a high number of fielding errors, throwing errors, and dumb base running. And if there's a priority number one, other than a return to good health, that would be it for 2018 for the Mariners.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.